Welcome to the Optimal Body Podcast. I'm Doc Jen.
And I'm Dr. Dom, and we are doctors of physical therapy, bringing you the body tips and physical therapy pearls of wisdom to help you begin to understand your body, relieve your pains and restrictions, and answer your questions.
Along with expert guests, our goal of the Optimal Body Podcast is really to help you discover what optimal means within your own body. Let's dive in.
I'm going to just come out and say it. Paleo Valley is awesome. It's the one snack that we have just stuck with. And a lot of the times we might try a snack and then it'll die out. But these beef sticks are timeless. They come with us everywhere. We love them. I mean, I love their bone broth protein bars as well. But it's just such good stuff. It's good ingredients. I mean, one thing that I tell people when they go to the grocery store is you should look at the ingredient list of everything that you eat. When you look at the ingredient list on these meat sticks and on their protein bars, it's stuff that you actually know. Cashew butter, the meat, real whole ingredients. And you just don't see that on a lot of packaged snacks these days. So if you're looking for a new snack, or if you love beef sticks, you gotta try these. Go to the link in the show notes. Use code OPTIMAL. That'll get you 15% off and get you an incredible snack. Go to the link in the show notes. Use code OPTIMAL and get yourself a snack. Try Paleo Valley out and you'll see what we're talking about.
Thanks for joining us again on another PT Pearl. So we're talking into elastic tape, better known as kinesiology tape, kinesio tape, KT tape, rock tape. I'm sure there's other brands out there.
Yeah.
But you know, that fancy, colorful, beautiful tape that a lot of athletes wear. You might see them a lot in sport games, volleyball games. I mean, almost anything across the board, I feel like a lot of athletic wear.
I think when the colors came around, it probably came that much more popular.
Oh, yeah.
Because the nude colored and the black colored tape wasn't doing it on TV. So once they started showing like bright pink and orange KT tape or rock tape, like all over people's
all different
backs
designs
and shoulders and all these designs, then everyone out there was like, ooh, what's that? I want to put that on when I play.
Well, and I think it just feeds into that perception of, you know, if an athlete or someone I admire who's incredible at what they do is wearing this, then that must mean that it's effective and I should wear it so it enhances my performance, right?
Yes.
I mean, this is why we put athletes on cereal boxes. Well, if they're going to eat this cereal, I want to eat this cereal. I mean, it's the
totally
same thing.
That's why I still eat Wheaties. As Michael Jordan told me too when I was a kid. But KT tape or this stretchy elastic tape, like what does it actually claim to do?
Yeah. And I want to like start and just put a little disclosure. We're not going to talk about a specific brand. We might mention certain brands, but we're not attacking any brand or putting any brand down. You know, they're all for us under the umbrella of the same elastic tape.
Mostly because there's like no non-branded name for this, that we just call it elastic tape, but nobody knows what that means. People know it as KT tape or rock tape. I feel like there's not like a common name for it.
Kinesiology tape, right?
Kinesiology tape.
You have to say the full name, but maybe, I don't know. Maybe that's still
KT tape.
Yeah.
Isn't that what KT kinesiology tape? Whatever.
Who knows? However, what we're told it's doing, right, is reducing pain, improving movement, and improving your sense and all this stuff. And it's said to really lift the skin and decompress the fascia, and which we know that we have many layers of fascia. I mean, we talk about this more in Jill's podcast, I believe episode 22. I think I know that one. Jill Miller.
Nice.
Go listen to her about fascia. And it allows the lymphatic fluids to move a little bit more so that we can start to reduce waste in the area and reduce like bacteria and all that kind of stuff. But is it really doing any of those things?
Likely not. At least likely that's not likely the reason we might feel a difference from it, or that might, that's probably not the reason that, oh, it's improving my lymphatic flow and my joint has more space to move and I don't have as much pain now. Probably not the case as much as this tape is touching our skin, right? We have all these receptors in our skin. It's kind of like if we bump our knee and we put our hands around it.
Hit the funny bone.
Yeah, or hit the funny bone and we rub it and put our hand on it. We're touching all these receptors, these mechanoreceptors in our skin that kind of helps us then gate the pain. We activate these larger fibers that tell our brain, oh, we've got some pressure around that area. We have something kind of tugging on the skin in that area. And that almost masks pain a little bit. So some people might just like this tape on them because, hey, that little sensation that I get from the tape tugging on my skin helps my pain a little bit.
Right. And it's going to kind of, it's moving with your skin, right? It's elastic. So we put it on the body and it's going to cause some movement as we move our body, essentially. And so that's what's going to continue to provide that feedback to those cutaneous receptors that feed the brain and kind of gate what you said about that pain response. Well, yes, but I also remember specifically learning, I did take a rock tape course and I liked it. I enjoyed it. It was great. I think they went over a lot of the relevant evidence without trying to say things that it, you know, is not true. But one of the things I do remember is that, you know, we think about this elastic force of this tape, right? And what it's trying to do. And I think a lot of people, when they think about this elastic power of a tape, they're thinking it's holding something into place. It's elastic. So as I pull from one end to the other end, or like my shoulder, right? I'm going to take it from my chest and then wrap it around to the back of my shoulder blade. And it's going to help to hold my shoulder back. Well, that elasticity only lasts about 20 minutes, if that.
Yeah.
20 minutes. And then what? Right? We're walking around with this all through practice, all through a game.
For multiple days, people will put it on and say, just leave it on for 2 or 3 days until it falls off.
Yeah. That is a lot of the recommendation, actually, which isn't, shouldn't be.
I think kind of what you're saying, like, oh, this, that tension is going to help pull a muscle in a certain direction or provide stability in a certain direction, where I think some of the things that it said that research shows it doesn't help is like ankle stability for lateral ankle sprains, or, you know, for shoulder dislocations, helping keep your shoulder in socket or pull in a certain way that's going to help support. Like, again, probably not as much the case.
And not at all. I mean, think about where you're putting this tape on. You're putting it on the skin. The skin moves. I can pick up my skin and move it side to side, right? Because I have this superficial fascial layer. So I have give already to my fascial layer on that, on the skin itself. And so if I'm putting tape on to move the skin, all I'm doing is moving skin. That's all I'm doing. I'm not putting it on a tendon, on a bone, on a muscle, and then moving it. So because tape is so superficial, we cannot think that it's actually going to hold something into place or change the way that our muscle or our structure is really responding. And so that's like the number one overarching thing I think we have to understand about the tape. Because even I remember getting a text from a girlfriend who said, oh my gosh, I'm supposed to compete tomorrow in this one thing that she was doing. And, you know, my shoulder's bothering me. How should I do this KT tape? And I was like, well, really, you can go look on YouTube and do it however you want, because it's not going to hold anything in place.
Yeah. Have you ever used KT tape?
Yes.
What do you think?
I think I just played around with it in like through PT school and stuff like that. But I don't think I ever used it. I can't remember specifically ever using it like for gymnastics. Gymnastics, we just used athletic tape, which is a lot stiffer. And I would tape everything, ankles, wrists.
Yeah.
I was trying to prevent movement.
Right. Provide that stability, whether it wanted it or not. Yeah. I don't know. For me personally, when I use like any versions of these elastic tapes, like, because we read things that said basically it doesn't provide any neurophysiologic like effect for
enhancing.
For enhancing.
Athletic performance.
Athletic performance. Right. Great. And when I read that, I'm like, okay, I can understand that for enhancing, like it's not going to make us jump higher. It's not going to make us run faster.
No.
But I feel like the times when I've worn it, whether it has been around my knee or been around my shoulder or something, I don't know. I think there's that little bit of a psychological thing for me. And again, whether it's a placebo or whether it is just a little bit of that pain relief combined with me being a little more aware of that area. I don't know. In cases that I've used it, I have felt benefit, or like, hey, it's helping me be a little more aware of what's going on in my shoulder as I play frisbee or as I'm doing this. So this is where as we say all these things like, oh, it doesn't provide any benefit for lateral ankle sprains, does that mean that if you've been dealing with ankle sprains and you find that when you make this amazing pattern on your leg with elastic tape, it helps you, or you feel more confident on your leg when you're playing? Go ahead and do it. Like, it doesn't mean, you know, abandon anything just because we're here saying like, oh, the research says it doesn't make any difference. But if you find a difference, like, it could be beneficial for you to do that for a short amount of time while, again, you're training other things.
Right. And I think that's like the main thing is understanding that it's not holding your ankle in place. It's not holding a structure or like really helping to move things as you're moving, right? It's not going to enhance the way that you move in that way. And so I think if you want to use it, yeah, the risk factor for using it is quite low. Like maybe you might irritate the skin or something, but it's pretty low risk factor. So if you want to use it, it makes you feel better, that's fine. But we just want, like, my goal, I would say, is I want you to understand why you're using it. I want you to understand that you're not using it to necessarily hold something back into place or like really help move things in that way. And I think that's important, because then we get the fear of, well, now I can't do performance without it, right? And we fall into that fear aspect of not having the tape available, which your body has you. You know, your body's strong and supportive. And as long as we continue to train it that way, then you're good.
It's similar to using like knee sleeves, like neoprene knee sleeves or the copper fit knee sleeves or something. Like if we put something around our knee, it gives us that joint sense. It makes us maybe feel a little less of that pain from that compression, that mechanical gating that we get. But I mean, same thing with some of the rock tape, like they talk about how it improves that joint sense or that understanding of where the joint is. Again, similar to putting compression around a joint, we improve the proprioception or the joint sense of that area. If, kind of like I was saying with my shoulder, if I put some tape around my shoulder and it just gives me a little bit better of an idea of what that shoulder's doing as I play basketball or football or go for a run, like it might just give me that benefit that I need or the benefit that I'm looking for.
Yeah, it's like an external cue to a certain point, right? So think about you're training for something and your coach comes over and touches you and puts some, like, gives you feedback. Yeah. That's feedback into your body, right? And so touch is feedback. And so if you have this tape that's going to provide that proprioceptive touch to allow you to understand where your body is in space, then it can help in that aspect short term. It's not long term though. Yeah. Again, why this isn't like something that you need to be wearing all the time 24/7 to really help improve anything. It's not, that's not the reality of what KT tape is or kinesiology tape. I don't want to just keep using one brand. But but what I think was interesting, what you said about the rock tape, is in that study, they did test different types of tape and they did find, so this is my one shout out to rock tape, plus I took the course, so I'm a little biased. However, this was the rock tape found that it improved joint sense, not only at end range of motion, so like moving your shoulder all the way back, right? And having that improved proprioception in that end range of motion, but even mid range. So as you're moving through, it helped improve that proprioception around that area. So could that help? Especially, I would say it's more beneficial as you're rehabbing. Like if you're using it in conjunction with improving strength and movement patterns, just so that you start to build awareness of that the space around you. But if you don't need it, you don't need it. I don't think it's necessary in rehabbing. I personally don't.
Yeah, I think that a lot of people, when we're talking about this joint sense, I think that's amazing because we lose proprioception or we like have reduced joint sense with most injury, especially soft tissue injuries. If you have any strains or sprains or pulled muscles or whatever it might be, like we might have a reduced joint sense. So like you're saying, if we put it on in those initial rehab stages or as we're teaching that joint again, teaching that whole limb again, how to do those patterns, it could be a tool. It could be a tool that we add. And is it necessary or completely necessary? No, there's other things that we can do to get that.
Yeah. And I think another important thing, we can't look at it as a standalone treatment. So say you go get worked on, right? And then you're heading out the door and they say, oh, let me put this KT tape on to help, you know, hold in place what I just did for you or something.
Yeah.
That, and then don't give you any exercises or don't give you anything. I would say, if that's your standalone treatment walking out the door, that's not good. It's yeah. not going to really make a difference in anything, really. And they did find that there was a study that was done looking at using kinesiology tape as a standalone treatment in chronic low back pain. And because it was, again, a standalone, meaning you're not doing any exercise, you're not doing any rehab on top of it, it really didn't improve pain or disability at all in chronic low back pain. Yeah. So, I mean, but shouldn't that be kind of obvious if we're only using it?
Totally. It's alone? What we talk about with every type of treatment. If it's all you're going to do and you're not going to change anything else, you're not going to be able to keep anything there. I think I've heard that in multiple orthopedic settings or PT settings where it's just like, we do all this manual work on it. Okay, now let me put this tape on you so I can keep you there until you're back here in 2 days.
It doesn't make any sense.
We're trying to bridge the gap rather than giving them information on how they can migrate and cause change long-term in their own bodies.
Mm-hmm. And there were studies that we're linking here as well that have evidence of reducing pain. So like when we looked at using KT tape on a knee of older patients with osteoarthritis, it helped mm-hmm. to reduce pain when they were walking. Funny is you look at the study and I looked at the way that they taped it and there's like a ton of tape around the knee.
Yeah.
And it to the point where you get to see the wrinkling, you know, effect kind of at the skin. But again, that decompression isn't going to last for very long, right? So it's more of thinking of it's reducing that stimulation. But hey, if it helps someone to walk and move better as they're exercising,
yeah,
is that bad?
As we're increasing, I mean, if we can bring down somebody's osteoarthritis in their knee and get them more active and gain them more tolerance before they start feeling pain, then maybe when we take the KT tape off or the elastic tape off, they might not feel pain as early or as quickly or as severely. So again, great tool to use potentially along someone's rehab journey, along someone's healing journey. Again, if it's an older person with osteoarthritis, there could be a way that we utilize that to get them more functional and more active. But clearly, and as most things we talk about, not a standalone treatment.
No, it's not fixing you. It's not putting anything in place, right? And we also don't even have good evidence that it's reducing swelling. So no matter how many fancy techniques you want to use to make all those crazy designs, it's just mainly stimulating the receptors in our skin and our in the way that we feel and then our sense of that area, right? So if it helps in the early stages, great. Long term, get strong, keep moving.
And I think one way that, because people talk about it increasing circulation or whatever, or mm-hmm. increasing, but if we have it on and we have some of these other benefits of, say, slightly less pain, slightly better joint sense, that's going to make us maybe want to move a little bit more.
Yeah.
And we're going to probably, through that movement, increase our lymph. So there's all sorts of cascades of things that happen from maybe one small benefit that we get from it. And then we like to attribute, oh, it reduced the swelling. Oh, it did this and that. But maybe that's just secondary to us actually moving more. Because again, there can be small benefits. So we don't want to crap on the KT tape or anything, or the rock tape. There are applications of this just like any other intervention, but we just have to do it thoughtfully and not think it's going to be the one fix for us.
Right. And I just want to end with, now that you understand that it's not holding something into place, the tighter that you pull on that tape, it doesn't equate to the better. All that's going to do is irritate the skin a little bit more.
For sure.
So I would take a rock tape course if you're really interested in how to use this and why to use it. However, it's like a little tiny elastic pull, and then just place it down on the skin. It's literally like the tiniest little pull, and then lay it on the skin. There's not a big tug. I just want to, because then you're just going to irritate your skin.
Yet another PT Pearl bomb of knowledge on KT tape. Next week, we have ACL injury recovery prevention coming at you. We dive in some things you might not expect in that episode. So you're definitely going to want to listen into that one. And of course, if you're loving these things, subscribe, leave a rating and a review for us. That is just a way that we can get seen more on the podcasting platforms to get this incredible information out to people so they can find what optimal means in their own body. Can't wait to see you next week.